Hallelujah, name Jesus Christ, we continue to study, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
Let's turn to the
book of Matthew chapter 5.
我们继续看马太福音第五章,
chapter 5 verse 1.
马太福音第五章第一节,
and seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him.
耶稣看见这许多的人, 就上了山, 即坐下, 门徒到他跟前来,
so we know as we as a chosen people of God,
我们知道我们称为神的选民,
if we feel with the Spirit of God,
如果我们被神的灵充满,
then we'd be able to go up to the mountain and receive blessing upon blessing.
那我们就应该能够跟随主到山上领受那福上加福.
That's why it's so important for us to continue to pray to our Heavenly Father.
所以对我们来说, 我们要继续的来祷告, 向我们天上的真神来祈求, 是非常重要的.
Because if we fill ourselves with the things of this world,
因为如果说我们被世上的事情所充满,
then we feel that we are already full, so we don't need our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们的心就被占据, 我们就觉得我们不需要耶稣基督.
But in reality, we really need him.
但是实际上我们是非常需要耶稣基督的.
But because if we're not in the Spirit of God,
但是如果没有神的灵的同在,
we don't realize it. So because of this, that's why many of us, sometimes we suffer a lot.
我们就不会有, 这样子的体验, 那就是为什么我们之间常常有人,
because the day that we are baptized, we should be crucified with Christ.
因为当我们受洗的那一天, 就是与主同钉十字架的时候,
not only to crucify with him, also bury with him.
不但和同一同钉十字架, 也和同一同埋葬.
Only that we can bury with him, that we can have a newness of life.
只有和他一同埋葬, 我们才可以再领受新的生命.
That's why sometimes I feel, why do I suffer so much?
有时候我会觉得说, 为什么我会受这么多的苦?
Then sometimes I realize, why? Because I'm still hanging on the cross.
因为有时候我才体会到, 原来我还挂在十字架上.
But for us, we need to make a determination.
但是我们必须要下定决心.
But sometimes it's not very easy.
但是这有时候确实不是简单的事.
Sometimes when we're on a cross, we look at the world, we see why the world is so wonderful.
有时候当我们在十字架上看这个世界的时候, 觉得这世界是这么的美好.
So because of this, we refuse to be crucified with Jesus.
因为这样子, 所以我们不愿意和耶稣基督共钉十字架.
But we have to make determination.
但是我们必须下定决心.
That's why Lord Jesus Christ said he wants us to be hot or cold.
那这个就是主耶稣说他领我们或者是热或者是冷.
But if we are lukewarm, then he said we spit us out of his mouth.
但是如果说我们不冷不热, 他就叫我们从口中吐出去.
So the same thing in our faith.
对我们的信心来讲也是如此.
We should not be lukewarm.
我们不应该是不冷不热.
Are we cold or are we hot?
我们依然是热或者是冷.
Of course, every single one of us, we want to be hot.
当然我们之中每一个都希望成为热.
So we cannot make determination. This means we live our whole life on the cross.
我们必须要下定决心, 我们要过一个十字架的生活.
But if we live a whole life on the cross, our life will be full of suffering.
如果我们过一个十字架的生活, 也许我们的生活会有苦难.
But rather we need to make determination.
但是我们要下定决心.
Crucify ourselves on the cross.
我们要将我们钉死在十字架上.
Bury ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要和耶稣基督共同埋葬.
And only then we have a newness of life.
只有这样子我们才有新的生命.
And this life will be a blessing upon blessing.
那这个生命就会领受到福上加福.
So that's why we need to go up to the mountain.
所以我们必须上到山上.
Do not involve ourselves with things of this world.
那不要让这个世上的事来牵累我们.
Of course, we have to live in the world.
当然我们必须活在这个世上.
But it doesn't mean we need to conform to the things of this world.
但是并不代表说我们就必须随波逐流.
But transform ourselves above it.
但是我们要, 能够超越这个世上的事.
Because when we come down from the mountain,
当我们从山上下来的时候,
then our life no longer full of blessing.
我们的生命就不再是, 充满了福气.
Let's have the book of Luke chapter 6.
我们看路加福音第六章.
The book of Luke chapter 6 verse 17.
路加福音第六章十七节.
And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and sea coast of Tyre and Sidon who came to hear him and be healed by their diseases.
十七节, 耶稣和他们下了山, 站在一块平地上, 同站里有许多门徒, 又有许多百姓, 从犹大全地和耶路撒冷, 并推罗西渡海边来的, 都要听他讲道, 又指望医治他们的病.
So we already studied the first four blessings.
那我们已经, 读到前面四个福气.
But we know there's also four woes in the book of Luke.
我们知道在路加福音也提到四种.
The reason he spoke four woes because no longer the people went up to the mountain, but rather he had to come down to the mountain.
在这里提到四个祸的原因，是因为他们已经从山上下来到平地上。
And what this woe is about?
Look at verse
24. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation.
So in other
words, if we seek to be rich in this life,
如果说我们在这今生是富足的,
then we will lose it.
我们会失去,
if we want to be what if we want to be what to only pertain to this life.
如果你只是要在今生上, 受暂时的苦,
this means we already receive it. We only want reward pertaining to this life. If we only want to be blessed in this life.
如果说我们只需要在今生上被祝福,
and then sometimes when we become too full, we feel we don't need to have to work for the life to come.
有时候我们觉得我们太满足了，我们不需要为了来生而努力。
Why? Because if we feel that we are already rich in this world.
因为我们觉得我们在今生上已经相当的富足了。
Maybe in our heart we feel we don't. It's not necessary for us to go to the world to come.
那我们觉得也许我们不需要再去追求那来生的生命。
That's why in verse 25 say, woe to you who are full.
所以第25节这里说，你们饱足的人有祸了。
For you shall hunger.
因为你们要饥饿。
Actually, just like the rich man and Lazarus.
就好像这个财主和拉撒路。
He was rich.
财主是很有钱的。
And also, he fed every single day, very abundantly.
而且他每天都吃得很饱足。
But Lazarus is the one in the ways on outside his gate.
但是拉撒路是很穷苦，在他门外等的。
And no time, he just desired for the crumb that's left over.
在那个时候，他只希望有桌上残余的食物。
But on the end of both their lives.
但是在他们生命的结局中。
The man, even though he was full on earth.
即使说在那个地上饱足的财主。
But in heaven, he was not full.
但是在天国，他却不是如此的。
But even Lazarus, he was poor on this earth.
即使说那个拉撒路在地上是贫穷的。
But on the end of his life, he was fulfilled.
但是到他生命结终的时候，他却是富足的。
So that's why we need to think and reflect.
所以我们必须要好好的来思考。
If we always fall,
如果我们总是饱足的,
this is a blessing from God.
这是的确是从神来的祝福。
But make sure we always feel empty inside our heart to seek for the word of God.
但是我们要确定我们要保持一颗谦虚的心来继续来追求主。
I also say, woe to you who laugh now, for you shall moan and weep.
这里有说到你们嬉笑的人有祸了，因为你们将要哀痛哭泣。
Many people in this world,
我们看到世上很多的人,
you know, they live a life of stealing, lying, and deceiving people.
他们在偷窃谎言中来过日子。
And they feel this life is, you know, it's good for them.
他们觉得这个生活很好。
Because the more they cheat people out of their money, the more they feel good about themselves.
因为当他们欺骗别人，从那获得更多的钱，他们就觉得更快乐。
So it seems like the poor people, they are very pitiful.
好像这些被欺骗的人是很可怜的。
I mean, this also we can learn from this.
我们也可以从中间来学习。
Because every single day we live a life trying to please God.
因为每一天我们都应该过着追求让神喜乐的生活。
Actually, it's not easy.
事实上是不简单的。
We always moan and weep. Why? Because we want to complete and be able to do the will of God.
我们总是哀痛，希望我们能够完成神交付我们的工作。
Because to be holy every single day is very burdensome.
因为在每一天都要过着圣洁的生活是不容易的。
And to live a life not to conform to this world is also very burdensome.
要过一个不随波逐流的生活也是不容易的。
If we laugh every single day,
如果我们每天都嬉笑的话,
and we laugh because, you know, we are conformed to the things of this world.
如果我们因为追求这世上的事情，和世上的事情随波逐流而嬉笑的话，
then on the end of life, it will be very pitiful for us.
那在我们生命终结的时候，就非常的可悲了。
Verse 26,
26节,
woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so did the fathers to the false prophets.
人们都说你好的时候，你就有祸了，因为他们的祖宗假先知也是如此。
Of course, as the servant of God,
当然作为神的一个仆人,
not everybody can speak well of us.
不见得每个人都对我们说好话。
If every single person speak well of us,
如果每个人都说我们好的话,
this means we are conforming too much.
那就表示说我们也许很假冒为善。
Just like the Lord Jesus Christ,
就好像耶稣基督在世的时候,
He is without sin.
他是没有罪的。
But still people think that he was demon possessed.
但是人们依然觉得他是魔鬼附身。
And they just say that he's owned nothing, but he's only a son of a carpenter.
说他不过是一个木匠的儿子。
So for us, as we live in this world,
所以当我们在这个世上的时候,
it's only natural that sometimes people do not speak well of us.
那也许人们不会对我们说很好听的话，这也是很自然的。
But remember, this is the speak well of us actually toward toward the end of our spiritual journey already. This means we're already poor in spirit. We already moan. We already we feel meek. We also hunger. Right? All these things we must accomplish first. And then if people speak, still speak good about us, this means there's something wrong.
那如果说我们做到前面所讲的，我们谦虚，我们哀痛，我们心里温柔，那到了最后，人们还是一直说我们好话的时候，也许有些不太对劲的地方。
Why? Because if we truly follow the will of God.
因为如果说我们真的遵循神的话。
Because the will of God is contrary to the people who live in this world.
因为神的话和这个世上人的标准是不相同的。
If this is the case, a lot of times people will not speak well of us.
在这个情况下，很多时候人们不会对我们说好的话。
Even among brothers and sisters.
即使在弟兄姐妹当中。
Because we all have different spirituality.
因为我们的属灵的灵性各有不同。
And we cannot expect that everyone to love us, every single one to love us all the time.
我们不能期待弟兄姐妹每个总是都一直很爱我们。
This is not the reality of things.
这个不是这个实际上生活的事实。
Especially if we serve as council members.
尤其是当我们成为教会的负责人。
For sure, one time or another, somebody will speak bad about us.
那也许我们有时候会听到弟兄姐妹对我们有意见。
But when somebody speaks bad about us, we need to think and reflect about ourselves.
但是当弟兄姐妹对我们有意见的时候，我们就要自我反省。
Have we sinned against God?
让我们是不是觉得我们有得罪神的地方？
Is our conscience clear in front of God?
我们是不是在神的面前，我们的良心清洁？
Have we sinned against our brothers and sisters?
我们是不是有得罪我们弟兄姐妹的地方？
Is our conscience clear in front of our brothers and sisters?
那我们在弟兄姐妹是不是对得起我们的良心？
If our conscience is clear in front of God and men, then we have nothing to worry about.
如果说我们的良心在神在人面前都对得住，我们并没有值得担忧的地方。
Because sometimes when people talk well about us,
因为当人们说我们好话的时候,
because we don't want to do everything according to God's will,
也常常是我们不照着神旨意来行的时候,
because we want to please men rather than please God.
因为我们试着来讨人的喜欢，而不是讨神的喜欢。
But of course, we hope that everybody speak well of one another.
当然我们希望我们每个人彼此之间大家都能够说好话。
But this is not the point.
但是这个并不是重点。
The point is, don't think that everybody can speak well of us all the time.
重点就是说，不要认为每个人都会时常说我们的好话。
Especially those of us who want to seek the will of God.
尤其是我们那些要追求神旨意的人。
So make sure we go up to the mountain.
所以说我们要上山。
And be filled with the Spirit of God.
我们要被圣灵来充满。
And understand who we are as a chosen people of God.
我们要了解身为神的子女，我们是什么样的身份。
But if we're not filled with the Spirit of God,
如果说我们没有被圣灵充满，
then for sure when someone talk bad about us,
当人们在我们背后说坏话的时候，
we will become very scared.
我们变得非常害怕。
Why? Because sometimes we don't know, have we sinned against that person? Have we do something wrong against God?
因为有时候我们心里会怀疑，我们是不是得罪神，我们是不是得罪人。
That's why as a minister, sometimes this is very burdensome.
所以对一个传道来讲，这个也是很大的负担。
Because when something going on in church,
当教会有发生一些事情的时候，
we need to reflect on ourselves. Is it me? Or is it just God allowed to happen?
我们都会反省说，是不是我的原因，还是说神让这样子的事情发生？
Have I do something against God?
那我是不是做一些得罪神的事情？
We must think and reflect on ourselves first. That's very important.
非常重要，就是说我们必须先来做自我的反省。
But after we reflect on ourselves first,
当我们自我反省之后，
and then don't dwell on the situation.
不要在这个问题上打转。
This means don't feel like, oh, you know, that all these things happen maybe because I have sinned against God. If you already reflect that conscience is clear, just let it be. Let it, you know, just let it be and just let it move on, right, smoothly.
如果说我们已经反省，觉得我们良心对得起的话，那我们就应该让这些事情慢慢的过去。
If we take everything like this too hard, we will die very, very quickly.
如果说我们将这些事情看得太严重的话，也许我们会很快丧失我们的生命。
But make sure we're in the Spirit of the Lord.
但是我们要确定我们在保守自己在神里面。我们看马太福音第五章。
So we have studied, blessed are the poor in spirit.
我们看到这个虚心的人有福了。
Chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 10.
第五章第一节到第十节。
We have studied, blessed are the poor in spirit.
我们查考过，虚心的人有福了。
For there is a kingdom of heaven.
因为天国是他们的。
And we have studied, blessed are those who mourn.
我们查考过，哀痛的人有福了。
For they shall be comforted.
因为他们必得安慰。
We also study, blessed are the meek.
我们查考了，温柔的人有福了。
For they shall inherit the earth.
因为他们必承受地土。
And blessed are the hunger and thirst for righteousness.
For they shall be filled.
We know for us to be able to mourn, we must be poor in spirit first.
我们知道我们要能够哀痛,
and for those of us who mourn, we will become very meek.
那些哀痛的人, 心里就会温柔。
And for those who are meek, we are hungry and thirsty for righteousness.
而那些温柔的人,
and then there's a time we be filled by God Himself. So that's why everything we do in church, as long we seek the kingdom of God first,
只要我们能先追求神的国, 神的义,
then everything else that happened, we are confident that we are doing okay.
其他的事情,
this means if we always want to do things according to God's righteousness.
也就是说我们所做的事情都是依照神的公义来做,
even though sometimes many people do not understand what we're doing.
即使有时候有些人不了解我们为什么这么做,
but just let it be.
但是我们就让他们过去,
because we have followed God's righteousness.
因为我们追寻神的公义,
and then that's the only time we will feel that we have fulfilled.
这个时候我们就会觉得内心有满足。
And verse 7 says, blessed are the merciful.
第七节说, 连续的人有福了,
for they shall obtain mercy.
因为他们必得必蒙连续,
so we are hungry and thirsty for God's righteousness.
当我们饥渴慕义的时候,
and then when God fills us with Himself,
当神将我们内心充满的时候,
we can't help but to be a merciful person.
我们自然就会成为一个连续人的人,
and then when we are merciful, then we also will obtain mercy.
当我们连续人的时候, 也必蒙连续,
I mean, that's why for us as chosen people of God,
就是说对我们神的选民来说,
we should not be like the Pharisees.
我们不应该像法利赛人一样,
because the Pharisees, they know the word of God very well.
因为法利赛人虽然他们很了解神的话,
and they know the law very well,
他们很了解神的律法,
but they always lack mercy.
但是他们心中没有连续,
why? Because they believe they always put the law, right, above the mercy of God.
他们总是将神的律法摆在神的, 怜悯之上,
so for us, when our brothers and sisters sin against us,
所以当弟兄姐妹, 有得罪我们的地方的时候,
we need to have mercy inside our heart,
我们在心里要有连续人的心,
to be able to forgive them,
我们要能够原谅人,
because to be merciful is much greater than using the law to condemn a person.
我们能够以一个连续的心来对待人, 比以神的律法来惩罚人还好。
Actually, it's very easy to find faults in any one of us.
事实上弟兄姐妹之间, 我们常常可以看到别人的过错,
but this is not the point.
但是这个不是重点,
the point is that when we find fault in a person, we will to apply mercy upon their weaknesses.
重点是当我们看到弟兄姐妹的软弱的时候, 我们能够有一个连续的心来体谅他们,
especially between brothers and sisters,
尤其在弟兄姐妹之间,
if we cannot love one another as brothers and sisters, how can we love anyone else?
如果说我们不能爱我们自己的弟兄姐妹, 我们又怎么期待我们爱别人呢?
That's why a church who's progress in evangelism,
所以当我们教会要积极向外宣道的时候,
you can tell that they first have love for one another.
那我们首先要能够看得出来是不是弟兄姐妹之间彼此有爱。
Because inside the church they are full of love, then it's very easy for them to go out and preach the gospel to show love to those who are outside the house.
那当弟兄姐妹之间有爱的时候, 对他们来讲, 出去传扬福音, 那对其他的人展现基督的爱也就非常简单了。
The same thing in a family setting.
那在家庭里面也是一样。
A family who is full of love, it's very easy for them to show love to other people who's not in, you know, in the family.
对于他们家庭之外的人, 他们也能够展现, so, 心中的爱。
That's why when we talk about mercy,
所以当我们讲到连续的时候,
if we are filled with God Himself,
如果说我们被神充满,
we always feel that we should be merciful to one another.
我们对其他人总是感到连续,
and only then that God will have mercy on us.
只有这样子, 神才会对我们,
and then verse 8,
第八节,
blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
清心的人有福了, 因为他们必得见神。
If we be able to fill a heart with mercy,
如果说我们的心中能充满连续,
and for sure that a heart is pure,
我们就可以确定我们的心必定是很清洁。
Why? Because if anyone do anything wrong against us,
因为当其他人得罪我们的时候,
and we have a heart of understanding, a heart of mercy,
我们有一颗连续人, 体谅人的心,
then a heart have no ill wills against anybody.
那我们心中就不会, 对人家产生疙瘩,
then our heart will be pure.
我们就会有一颗清洁的心,
then it's a time we'll be able to see God.
那我们就必得看见神。
Of course, when we see God, this means not with a physical eye we see God,
那并不是说我们肉体的眼睛来看见神,
but where we understand the will of God, we'll be able to see His will for every single one of us.
那就表示说我们能够了解神的旨意, 能够看清楚他的旨意。
But of course, to be pure in heart is not easy. That's why we need to learn from our Lord Jesus Christ. Because our Lord Jesus Christ is full of mercy. And whatever he speaks, his heart is so pure.
当他讲话的时候,
so even though many people talk evil about him, he still continues to do what he needs to do. Because whatever he did with a pure heart, so the same thing for us. Whatever we do in front of brothers and sisters, our heart always needs to be pure. Because when we are pure, then we really can see God's will very clearly. So when we are full of mercy, when our heart is pure, and then it's very easy for us to become the peacemaker. And when we become the peacemaker, then we shall be called the sons of God. That's why for every single one of us inside the church, we should not try to cause problems. Especially when we see each other's weaknesses. We need to become peacemakers. This peacemaker not only between men and men, but also between God and men. So this may
be
brothers and sisters weak in faith. And maybe they sin against us. We not only pray for our relationship with them to be good, we also pray to God for their relationship with God to be good. Because for us to do this, it takes a lot of love. Just think back, when is the last time that a brother and sister sinned against us?
我们想想看, 上一次我们弟兄姐妹得罪我们的时候是什么时候?
And we really kneel down and pray to God for them.
我们是不是有真的跪下来, 来, 为他们而祷告?
Even though we know for sure that they're totally wrong against us.
即使说我们非常确定他们是错了,他们得罪我们。
Do we really kneel down and pray and ask God to forgive them for their sin? Look at Moses. We know Moses is the most humble man in the whole world. And during that time, his brother Aaron and Miriam went against him.
在那个时候,
and during that time, God was very mad at them.
在那个时候,
because God chose Moses to lead the Israelites. But Miriam and say, no, God did not only choose you, but also chose us.
但是米利安和亚伦说,
but Moses, he did not say anything. And during this time, God struck Miriam with leprosy.
那个时候神使米利安得了大麻风。
But during that time, you know, when Aaron begged Moses to forgive them,
在那个时候,
but Moses really, with such a loving heart,
那摩西他心中充满了爱。
Because for most of us, if anyone did something wrong to us,
就像对我们有时候我们当有人得罪我们的时候,
and God punished them,
如果神惩罚他们,
actually sometimes we become very happy.
有时候我们心里会因此而感到高兴。
And we will say to ourselves, yeah, see, that's what you get by from sinning against me.
有时候我们心里会想说, 哈, 这就是你得罪我的代价。
I mean, Moses, he truly had the right to say, yes, the reason you have leprosy because what you say is against me.
当然摩西有权利说,
but no, Moses prayed for Miriam.
但是摩西为米利安的祷告,
and asked God to forgive her for her sin.
求神赦免他的罪。
So he became a peacemaker between Miriam and God.
所以他成为使人和睦的人在米利安和神之间。
Because of this, he also had peace with his sister and brother.
因为这样子他的兄弟之间姐妹之间也有了和平。
We are the children of God.
我们是神的子女。
We must practice become the peacemaker.
我们必须要试着做一个使人和睦的人。
But this gift sometimes is very rare.
有时候这一个恩赐并不是很常见。
In our church sometimes, I'm not talking about specifically, in our church in general, we always have a lot of troublemakers.
有时候我只是指着教会整体来说并不是但是平常教会我们常常看到一些制造问题的人。
But we find very few people will have the gift to keep peace.
但是我们却很少看到那一些使人和睦的人。
But we want to be called sons of God.
但是如果我们要被称为神的儿, 神的子女,
we must be the peacemaker.
我们必须要成为使人和睦的人。
And the same thing when our church is weak.
所以当我们教会要软弱的时候也是如此。
We need to pray to God.
我们必须向神祷告。
The reason we are weak is for it must be a reason behind it.
我们软弱必然有它的原因。
So we must pray to God.
我们必须来祷告神。
And ask God to reveal to us.
求神向我们显现。
What are the weaknesses that we have inside the church?
在教会里面有什么软弱？
That we can be able to repent and get back to be closer to God.
所以我们都能够悔改，再度来亲近神。
But sometime when the church is weak.
但是有时候当教会软弱的时候，
We now point fingers at ourselves.
我们开始彼此指责。
We always point fingers, oh, some other people did something wrong, that's why the church is weak.
我们总是会说，这些人做了什么错事，所以教会才软弱。
And the same thing for me as a worker.
有时候对神的工人，像我也是如此。
If the church is weak,
如果教会软弱的时候，
First, when I kneel down and pray, I ask God for forgiveness.
我首先跪下来祷告，求神便是原谅。
Because I'm part of the church.
因为我是教会的一部分。
If the church is weak, it also must be my fault.
如果说教会有软弱，也一定是我的错。
Just like Nehemiah.
就好像
Nehemiah.
尼希米。
So during that time, see, he was very weak.
在那时候他软弱。
He was very strong.
在那时候他很坚强。
But the people were weak during that time.
但是那时候其他的人很软弱。
And we don't know too much the background about Nehemiah.
不需要去了解尼希米的太多的背景。
But when he prayed to God.
但是他祷告神的时候，
God, please forgive, right? Forgive me of my sin.
他求神原谅他的过错。
And forgive the people also for their sin.
也求神原谅当时以色列民的过错。
Well, he is truly a peacemaker.
所以他真的是一个使人和睦的人。
Because he understands.
因为他了解。
That when his brother sinned, he also sinned.
当弟兄姐妹有过犯的时候，他也是一部分。
Now for us, we should have even a better understanding than Nehemiah.
现在我们要对尼希米有更好的了解。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
因为教会是基督的身体。
And every single one of us are part of that body.
我们每个人都是那身体的一部分。
If the left arm is weak, the right arm must also blame on himself.
如果说左手软弱了，右手也必要因此而自责。
Because maybe the right arm has not been taken care, you know, of the left arm too good.
也许右手没有尽到照顾左手的责任。
So in other words, when we kneel down and pray to God,
所以换句话说，就是当我们跪下来祷告的时候，
we must be the peacemaker.
我们必须要成为一个使人和睦的人。
Because we are sons of God.
因为我们是神的子女。
Then in verse 10,
在第十节，
Matthew chapter 5 verse 10,
马太福音第五章第十节，
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
This is also very rare.
这个也是很少见的。
Most of the time, the reason we are persecuted because of our own sin.
很多时候我们遭受祸难是因为我们自己的过犯。
Never because of own righteousness.
很少是因为我们的义。
But it doesn't mean it cannot happen.
但是并不是说这不会发生。
But a lot of time, actually, if we have been persecuted by those who are outside.
但是很多时候我们被外面的所逼迫。
Because we want to be right in the eyes of God.
因为我们要在神的面前作为证的事情。
If this is the case.
如果这个是 所遭遇的事，
and then God tell us,
那神这样告诉我们说，
we should rejoice,
我们应该要欢喜，
and be exceedingly glad,
我们应该要快乐，
for great is our reward in heaven,
因为在天上的赏赐是大的，
for so they persecute the prophet who were before you,
在你们之前的先知也是这样受逼迫。
So this means those of us who are serving God,
所以对我们这些服侍神的人来说，
even inside the church,
即使在教会里面，
don't think people will not talk evil about you.
不要觉得人们不会对你说不好的话。
Don't think that people do not talk bad about you.
不要认为说 people 不会对你讲坏话。
But make sure we be able to fulfill the first seven blessings first.
但是我们要先做到前面所讲的。
If we follow the seven blessings first, then people still talk evil about us, then we should rejoice, we should be glad.
如果说我们做到前面所讲的七点，那人们还是说我们的坏话的话，我们却应当欢喜快乐。
But if people talk bad about us,
当人们说我们坏话的时候，
because we have done things that is evil,
如果说因为我们做错了事，
then of course we need to repent, we should not rejoice.
当然我们就要悔改，我们不能欢喜。
But of course we need to be filled with the Spirit of God.
但是我们要求神让神的灵充满我们，
to see things that is very clearly.
我们能够看清楚这个事情。
And then in verse 13,
在十三节，
in verse 13,
十三节，
so for those of us who are poor in spirit, yes, for verse 3 first, for those of us who are poor in spirit,
对那些虚心的人有，
for there is a kingdom of heaven,
因为天国是他们的。
And for those of us who are persecuted for righteousness' sake,
对那些为义而受逼迫的，
for there is a kingdom of heaven,
天国是他们的,
so we live our life to receive this blessing upon blessing, then for sure we can be the salt and the light of the world.
所以当我们能够过这样子一个福上加福的生活的时候，我们自然就成为世上的盐。
Let's read verse 13.
我们看13节。
You are the salt of the earth.
你们是世上的盐。
But if the salt loses its flavor,
如果盐失了味,
how shall it be seasoned?
怎么能叫它再咸呢?
It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men.
以后无用不过是丢在外面被人践踏了。
We know in olden days when they used salt, actually salt comes just like a rock.
我们知道过去他们在, ,岩石上来采盐,
so every time they cook something, they would just put this rock inside whatever you're cooking.
他们煮东西的时候就是将这块盐丢到食物里面下。
And after you do for a while, then the rock no longer have solid, so it loses flavor.
那当你使用这块石头很多次之后，它就失去了它的盐分。
So our Lord Jesus Christ described us as being that salt of the earth.
主耶稣用世上的盐来比喻我们。
But if the salt loses flavor,
如果盐失了味,
and then they mean, for us as chosen people, we are lukewarm, right? And then actually it's useless.
就是说当我们, 变成不冷不热的时候就没有用了。
Because when they are lukewarm, we have no flavor.
我们变得不冷不热就没有了这个味道。
We need a cold or hot, so we're just in neutral.
我们不是冷不是热，变成不冷不热。
But if we lose this flavor,
如果这样子失了味,
and then it's good for nothing, just thrown in out and to trample underfoot.
就变成无用，不过丢在外面被人践踏了。
So that's why we always need to be zealous.
所以我们在内心总是要火热的。
We always need to be hot.
我们必须要时常保持火热的心。
We also need to be salty.
我们要像世上的盐,
because if you think about salt,
如果我们来想想盐,
I see salt can, you know, we can use salt for many different things.
我们可以, 在很多地方来用到盐。
For example, now we have refrigerator, so we don't really need to, you know, season, put salt in anything to preserve.
现在当然人们有冰箱，也许不需要, 来腌东西来保存东西。
But in olden days,
但是在过去的时候,
if you want to keep meat and you want to keep food to last,
如果说你想要保存这些肉类食物,
that we must use salt.
那你就用盐,
because salt is to preserve a certain thing.
用盐可以保存食物。
So in other words, for us, we be salt of the earth.
所以说我们像世上的盐,
this means we need to be able to preserve it.
就是说我们要能够有一个保守。
We need to preserve ourselves and also the life of those who are around us.
我们要保守我们自己，我们要保守我们周遭的人。
Just like when our brothers and sisters come to church,
就好像弟兄姐妹来到教会,
maybe some of them are weak in faith,
也许其中有软弱的。
This means they have no salt at all inside of them.
就是说他们心里已经没有盐。
But we should have enough salt to be able to give it to them.
但是我们有足够的盐能够给他们。
Because by you having a lot of salt, then you can preserve their life.
如果你心中有盐，你能够保存你的生命。
But not only the people in church, also outside the church.
不但是教会里面的人，外面的人也是如此。
But maybe when we first come to know Jesus,
当你刚认识耶稣基督的时候,
we are very zealous, we are full of fire.
我们会心里很火热。
This means we are very salty.
就是说我们有很多的盐。
But after we go into the world for a while,
一直到我们在世上生活过了一阵子,
then we lose this kind of zeal.
我们失去了这样火热的心。
We lose this kind of salty flavor.
我们失去了这种盐。
Then we just mix in with the people in the world very easy.
那我们就和世上的人混合在一起。
But it should not be like this.
但是不应该是如此的。
Because we are the one who will preserve this world.
但是我们要成为一个保守这个世上的人。
Because we are the one who will preach the everlasting gospel.
因为我们是, 那些传扬, 永世福音的人。
Salt not only to preserve, but also to, if you eat a lot of salt, you become very thirsty.
盐不但可以保存食物, 但是如果你吃很多盐的话, 你就会变得很渴。
Because when people look at us,
当人们看待我们的时候,
they should really feel so thirsty for God Himself.
他们应该能够对神的道感到饥渴。
But if they look at us,
但是如果说人们看我们,
and they have no desire to follow God,
他们对神没有一点的追求的欲望,
then we already lose our flavor.
那就表示说我们失去了我们的味道。
Because if you have salt inside of us,
如果说如果你心中有盐的话,
and those people around us, they should feel very thirsty.
那在我们周遭的人应该觉得非常的饥渴。
So that's why I just think of when a person who first came to Christ,
所以我们来想想，当一个人刚刚认识神的时候,
every time you talk to them, they always talk about God.
每一次你和他们讲话，他们总是提到神。
Whenever words come out of their mouth, they always praise and thank God.
不管他们心中说出什么样的话，总是赞美神。
So because they feel with this kind of salt, then you want to also know about God.
因为他们是这样子的有盐分的盐，所以你接近他之后，你就要想要认识神。
But every time we talk to our friends outside the church,
但是如果说我们和我们教会外面的朋友讲话,
we never talk about God.
我们从来不提神,
we never mention God's grace.
我们从来不提神的恩典,
our whole conversation is all about the things of this world.
我们的对话总是和世上的事情有关的,
no one wants to know Jesus.
那我们周遭的人也不会想要来认识神,
because we ourselves do not make people desire to follow Jesus.
因为我们并没有让人, 其他的人可以让觉得想要认识神的,
and we know also salt is to put on, you know, a certain cut, right? To heal it, for it not to what's the word? Not is to not contaminate, but rather to infection. Yes, infection. Yes.
Yeah. 我们知道, 盐也可以帮助我们治疗伤口，不让伤口受到感染。
But even though in the beginning, when you try to put salt in the wound, it's very painful.
但是如果你将盐放在伤口上，却是很痛的。
But actually, that salt will keep the infection from spreading to the whole body.
但是盐却可以 让我们的伤口不受感染。
So that's why we need to be salt of this earth.
所以我们要成为世上的盐。
I'd rather the salt to heal people's heart.
我宁愿成为盐来医疗人的心。
Then verse 14.
14节,
you are the light of the world.
你们是世上的光,
a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden.
城造在山上不是能隐藏的。
So our Lord Jesus Christ tells us here,
这里耶稣基督跟我们说,
we are only the salt of the earth,
我们不但是世上的盐,
but light of the world.
我们要成为世上的光,
and a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden.
城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
We are the chosen people of God.
我们是神的选民。
We should not hide ourselves behind anything.
我们不应该将我们自己隐藏起来,
but we should live our life in the light.
我们应该过一个光明的生活,
and this light should not be hidden, but rather put on a hill for other people to see.
这个光不应该隐藏, 反而要照耀, 让其他的人能够看见。
That's why verse 15 says, do they light a lamp and put under a basket?
所以就像15节这里说, 放在灯台上, 就照亮一家人。
But I agree, but on a lampstand and give light to all who are in the house.
那不是放在灯斗下。
So how many of us are Christians?
所以我们身为一个基督徒,
and we know our belief is very different from other people in the world belief.
我们知道我们所相信的和这个世上的人相信的是很不一样的。
But the question is, do we shine light upon them?
但是问题是我们是不是将这个光照亮其他的人?
Do we make them realize that what, you know, what who we are and what we are?
我们是不是让其他的人能够了解我们是什么样的身份，我们是什么样的人?
I'm quite impressed with my niece, Evelyn in Boston.
那我对我在波士顿的子女觉得很骄傲。
Because the room that she stayed with her roommate, right, is very small.
因为她和她的室友分享一个很小的房间。
But at that time, I thought I would worry that she cannot pray.
在那时候我担心这样子环境，也许她不敢灵言祷告。
And then for her, she has no problem.
但是她一点问题都没有。
She just tell her roommate, oh, because her roommate is also a Christian.
她的室友也是基督徒。She's
like, you know, I'm going to pray in the spirit.
跟她的室友说，我要灵言祷告。This
means I'm going to speak out loud in tongue.
跟他说，那就是说我会以灵言来祷告。And
thank God, her roommate just said, "Yeah, that's fine, no problem."
那很感谢神，他的室友也能够接受。So
every time we pray together, we use a webcam, right, to pray together.
有时候我们用这个网络影像一起祷告。And
then sometimes you can see her roommate before we kneel down. Her roommate just walked back and forth behind her, right, in a webcam.
有时候你甚至可以看到他在祷告的时候，他的室友在那边走来走去。
But now my niece, she never cares.
但是我的子女并不因为此而在意。
Even she studies the Bible, she read the Bible out loud, and says she doesn't care.
因为她也读经，她也读神话，她并不在意。
Then I realized, wow, she has a very simple heart.
然后我才理解到她真的是有一颗单纯的心。
Even pray in tongue in front of her roommate, she doesn't care.
即使说在他室友面前灵言祷告，他也不在意。
So really praise and thank God.
所以我觉得很感谢神。
So for us, we've been in Christ many years.
所以对我们在相信基督很多年的人来说,
we should not be ashamed anything that we do in church.
我们不应该对我们在教会里面所做的事而感到羞愧。
Just like I shared with you one time that we went to the homeless feeding in Dallas.
就好像我和大家分享过，有一次我在达拉斯。
And one of the brothers asked the pastor to pray.
到这个去为这个无家的游民，那有一次那个游民要求我们祷告。
Of course, this brother thought the pastor going to pray in understanding.
那个时候这个弟兄误以为传道可能会用这个悟性来祷告。
But this brother, this pastor, he prayed in the spirit.
但是这个传道却灵言来祷告。And
the time the brother shared me, wow, he was so embarrassed, right?
那个时候他的弟兄甚至觉得有一些不好意思。Because
he'd been to that homeless place for many times, they never ever pray in spirit.
因为他到那个游民中心已经有很多年了，他们从来不曾用过灵言祷告。
So the time when the pastor prayed in spirit.
所以在那个时候，当传道用灵言祷告的时候，his
brother opened his eye to see if anybody got scared, right? The one who, all the homeless people who prayed with them, with us.
那个时候，那个弟兄就睁眼偷看，是不是有这些游民因为很害怕跑掉的。
Then this brother saw that the homeless people, they would start to shed tears.
但是这个时候，这个弟兄却看到那些游民甚至还流泪。
And then the brother was very touched.
那个弟兄因此感到很感动。
And they feel like, wow, I'm such a weak person.
他才体会到自己是多么的软弱。
Why I'm not even strong enough to pray and speak in front of these people?
为什么我甚至没有足够的信心在他们面前做灵言祷告？
And not only that, after they pray, and then the pastor say, oh, you have evil spirit inside of you, right?
在祷告之后，甚至那个传道还说你有邪灵在你里面。
And the homeless person was in shock.
那个游民甚至感到非常的惊讶。
He's like, how do you know?
说你怎么会知道？
This homeless person start to share with us how, you know, the evil spirit been bothering him for so many years.
所以这个游民开始说，他如何的被邪灵来困扰。
So during this time, he want us to pray to cast out this evil spirit.
所以那个时候，他就要求我们祷告来将这个邪灵赶出去。
So that's why for us, we are the chosen people of God.
所以对我们身为神的选民来说，
we should not hit ourselves in any way at all.
我们不应该用任何方式将自己，especially
when it comes to speaking the truth.
而且尤其是在真理的问题上面。
That is the truth concerning salvation.
因为这个真理是关于救恩的。
Sometimes I feel, of course, don't misunderstand me, that you need to use wisdom to preach to our friends.
不要误解，我们还是要用智慧来向我们的朋友来布道。
But when they ask us a certain question, the way to be saved.
当他们问我们说，我们要怎么样才能够得救的时候，
we must tell them very plainly.
我们必须要很直接地告诉我们。 不要隐藏。
Do not hide the truth that God has revealed to us.
不要将神向我们显面的真理来向他们隐藏。
If Jesus said we must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must say we must be born again.
如果说耶稣跟我们说我们必须重生才能够进入神的国，我们就要说我们必须重生。
Do not be afraid.
不需要害怕。
But be confident in the thing that God has revealed to us.
但是我们要对神向我们显现的有信心。
It is only when we feel confidence what we have, then when we speak, God's power manifests inside of us.
只有对我们自己所讲的有信心的时候，神的力量才在我们之中彰显。
But of course, first we need to cultivate ourselves.
但是首先我们需要灵修我们自己。
So we can truly become the salt.
使我们能够成为盐。
So we can truly become the light.
使我们能成为世上的光。
But this light not only to be in the world, but also into the house.
那这个光不仅是在世上，也是在家里的。
Because in verse 15 said, "Know that they lay a lamp and put under a basket."
这里说人点灯不是放在灯斗下，
but on a lampstand and gives light to all who are in the house.
是放在灯台上照亮一家的人。
So another word that every single one of us inside the church.
换句话说，就是说我们在教会里面的每一个人，
people should see this light inside of us.
人们应该能够看到我们心中所发出的光。
Because when we go into the world is full of darkness.
因为这个世界上是充满黑暗的。
But we are the chosen people of God.
但是我们是神的选民。
We should be able to radiant light everywhere we go.
我们必须要能够像光一样照亮其他的人，
especially inside the church.
尤其是在教会里面。
What is this light?
什么是光？
Of course, it's love.
就是爱。
And no, those of us who worship God and pray to God, all these things is represent the light.
我们敬拜神、祷告神，一切都是以爱出发的。
This is for those of us who are council members.
尤其是这些负责人。
If the prayer session is at 10 o'clock.
如果说我们祷告的时间是10点开始，
we must be here at 10 o'clock to pray.
我们必须要在10点就到这边来祷告。
Because that's when our members, when the congregation come, they can see that we are the light.
所以当其他的信徒来了，他们可以看到我们是教会的光。
Of course, this goes with everything inside the church.
当然，教会其他的事情也是如此。
We must work harder than the normal congregation.
我们必须要比其他的信徒更努力。
Because we must be that light to shine for our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们要成为基督的光来照亮其他的人。
That's why in verse 16 says, "Let your light so shine before men."
16节这里勉励我们说，你们的光也当这样照亮在人前。
That they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
叫他们看见你们的好行为，将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So do not think that the reason we shine the light because for us to steal the glory from God.
不要认为说我们发光是要将神的荣耀来偷走。
But for us to shine this light because we want to give God the glory.
对我们来说，我们发光是为了要将荣耀归给神。
But the problem is if we don't go through the first 8 steps first.
但是问题说，如果我们没有做到前面所讲的那8点，如果说你不到山上去，
if our life is not blessing upon blessing.
如果说我们的生命中没有充满的祝福,
then we'll do, we'll steal the glory from God.
那我们就从神那边,
Why? Because we are not humble.
因为我们不谦虚,
we are not meek.
因为我们不温柔,
we are not merciful. Why? All these things will be able to allow us to steal the glory from God if we don't do it right.
如果这些事情上我们有亏欠,
so sometimes when we are gifted in certain areas,
有时候我们在某些方面有恩赐,
we feel like, oh, we shouldn't show it in front of men.
我们会觉得也许我们不应该在人们面前展现,
but actually it's not about that.
但是事实上不是如此,
if you go to Africa and God allows to baptize 300 people,
如果你到非洲, 神让你有能力来向人布道受洗300人,
there's nothing wrong to share the congregation.
这也没有什么像, 不好的来向大家来做分享,
and if we are gifted and given sermon,
如果说我们在, 讲道上很有恩赐,
there's nothing wrong to come up here to give sermon glorify the name of God.
那到台上来讲道荣耀神的名,
and we have to know,
但是我们必须要知道,
the reason we are gifted and given sermon because of God.
我们之所以有恩赐能够来讲道,
the reason we can baptize 300 people because of God.
我们之所以能够为300个人受洗,
not because of ourselves.
并不是我们自己的能力。
If we think that we can, we are the one doing all this, and then of course we'll be in trouble.
如果说我们认为我们自己的能力使我们能够做这些, 我们就有麻烦了。
Why? So the motivation behind everything we do, it must be correct.
所以在我们做每一件事情后面的动机都必须要是正确的。
That is according to the 8 blessings that Jesus has been taught us in on the mountain.
那就是根据,
because it's very easy for us to be prideful.
就是人总是很容易骄傲的。
Because when we are a little bit gifted in a certain area,
即使我们在某一些方面有一点小小的恩赐,
we shine the light from ourselves and not to be able to glorify God.
我们常常就为了自己发光, 而不懂得将荣耀归于神。
We must be very careful with this.
我们必须要在这方面非常的小心。
Especially those of us who God have allowed us to be council members.
尤其我们之中有些神让我们成为教会负责人的。
We lead the church not because of our pride.
我们领导教会不是因为我们的骄傲。
We lead the church because we are the most humble.
我们领导教会是因为我们的谦卑。
That's why sometimes when we're inside the church,
所以有时候当我们在教会的时候,
don't try to gather different people to like you more than other people.
不要说只和我们喜欢的人, 聚在一起。
Sometimes we tend to do this unconsciously.
有时候我们会不小心做这样子的事情。
If we are council member,
如果你是教会负责人,
God used us to do this, do that.
如果神用你当工具做这个做那个,
sometimes naturally we want everybody to like us more than that other person.
有时候我们会觉得我们希望其他的人, 能够比较喜欢我们,
but we should not be like this.
但是我们不应该这么做。
If we do this, we may be stealing the glory from God.
所以我们这样做, 我们便是试着偷窃神的荣耀。
Every single one of us should cover our faces in front of God.
我们每个人都在神的面前, 我们要灵修我们的信心。
This means there's no voodoo in front of God.
意思就是说, 在神的面前没有我们自己。
There's no any one of you in front of God.
没有我们个人的自我。
Because in front of God, all of us are His servants.
在神面前我们都是他的仆人,
and do not steal the glory from God.
我们不要将神的荣耀来偷窃,
because if we steal the glory from God, we're just like Satan.
因为如果偷窃神的荣耀, 就如撒旦一般的,
because Satan, God created him to be so beautiful.
因为神原先创造撒旦的时候, 他们是很美丽的。
Let's go to the book of Ezekiel chapter 28.
我们看以西结书 28章,
Ezekiel chapter 28,
以西结书 28章,
Chapter 28.
以西结书 28章,
Chapter 28, verse, start from verse 12.
以西结书 28章, 我们请看 12节.
Verse 12.
12节.
Son of man, take up lamentation for the king of Tyre, and say to him, thus say the Lord God, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Verse 13.
13节,
you were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, topaz, diamond, beryl, ox, jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. So we can see in these two verses actually talking about how Satan was created with such perfection.
在这两节中, 当提到撒旦刚被创造的时候, 是这么的完美,
even though he was full of glory,
即使说他是充满荣耀,
but of course he wanted to steal the glory from God.
但是他内心骄傲, 想要从神那边偷窃他的荣耀,
so because of this, God has to cast him down.
所以因为这样子他便为神所知道。In
the church, we must be gifted.
在教会里面，也许我们有恩赐。
Because if all of us we are not gifted, we cannot do anything for God.
因为如果说在教会里面没有一个人有恩赐，我们没有办法为神做工。
But the more gifts we have.
但是，我们有更多的恩赐。The
more we should cover our faces.
我们就更应该来谦虚。
Because if we don't cover our faces,
如果我们不遮蔽我们自己的脸,
sooner or later we'll steal glory from God.
早晚我们就会从神那边偷窃他的荣耀。
So for us, we must be poor in spirit.
所以我们必须要抱着一个谦虚的心。
And we must be able to be persecuted for righteousness' sake.
我们必须要能够为义来受逼迫。
And only then we can truly become the salt of this earth.
只有这样子我们才能够成为世上的盐。
And only then we become the light of this world.
只有这样子我们才能够成为世上的光。
And only then we can truly give glory to God and not ourselves.
只有这样子我们才能够将荣耀都归给神而不是我们自己。
So may God help us.
求神帮助我们。
And always give us a heart full of humility.
让我们有一颗谦卑的心。
Because when we are humble,
当我们谦卑的时候,
then it's very easy to accomplish everything else that God has given to us.
那就很容易达成神交付我们所做的一切工作。
When we are humble,
当我们谦卑的时候,
it's very easy for us to give glory to God.
就很容易将荣耀归于神。
Because we know that everything we do not because of ourselves.
因为我们知道我们所做的一切事并不是,
but because of God Himself.
并不是因为我们自己, 而是因为神。
We remember this concept.
所以我们要将这个观念牢牢记在心里。
And we would like to serve God with a heart of humility.
我们要过一个, 以谦虚的心来服侍神的生活。
Let's bow and pray silence.
我们一起默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
We'll take a 20 minutes break, then we have a sermon slash discussion section.
我们休息20分钟，再来我们有聚会和讨论。